In this Friday edition, we bring you excerpts from the youth panel discussion presented by Nahuan Community Warriors for Change, hosted by the Community Coalition Coordinator, Andrea Kelly. The topic is youth experience with peer pressure on the use of drugs or alcohol. The youth voices heard are James Fernandez, Zach Fletcher, Kelly Sorrell, and Renee Doolittle.
So welcome to our Nahuan Community Warriors for Change. I'm your coalition coordinator, Andrea Kelly. We have our youth panel tonight. So thank you all for joining us this evening. We'll be hearing from a group of our local youth. I'll be asking them a series of questions in regards to peer pressure of drugs and alcohol. So tonight with us, we have
James Hernandez. I'm 18. I attend Hoopa High. I'm a graduating senior, class of 2022.
My name is Zach Fletcher. I'm 20 years old, and I graduated Hoopa High in 2020. Went to CR for 1 year, and I'm taking a leap year right now.
My name's Kylie Sorrell. I'm 18. I go to Hoopa High, and I'm a senior.
I'm Renee Doolittle. I go to Hoopa High. I'm 17, and I am a junior.
Andrea Kelly.
We're going to jump right into the questions. So let's start with a few fun questions. Have either of you ever been on the radio before?
James Fernandez.
I have not.
Zach Fletcher.
No, it's the first time.
Kelly Sorrell.
I have to talk about like water rights and why our community should step up more.
Renee Doolittle.
I have with my auntie and the JOM group people.
What is your favorite school subject or community activity? Tell us a little about why it is your favorite subject or activity.
James Fernandez.
My favorite school subject, I really liked my math classes I had in the past years. The teachers were really fun, and I've been good at math in the past years, but I did not take one this year. And, this has been a fun class when I had it.
Zach Fletcher.
My favorite school subject would probably be science. I went to CR for natural science and forestry, and I plan to attend there again, so that was pretty fun. Community activity would probably be sports. I love going out, to community sports events. Participating or just watching is a good time.
Kelly Sorrell.
I really liked English and writing. I like the way words can make people feel a whole different way, especially the way you word it. Like different sentences, if you word it differently, it could mean a whole different answer.
Renee Doolittle.
I'm really into the Hoopa language class. I don't know, I just like speaking it.
So what is your favorite type of music, and do you have a favorite band or music group?
When I listen to music, it's mainly for like gym use. So it's more hard rock, like hard style, and a little bit of rap, and then some pop music. I don't know many bands. The only bands I know really would be like Imagine Dragons. So I guess like that's the only one I can really think of.
My favorite type of music would probably be like hip-hop, rap, a little bit of pop too. It's always fun to listen to some pop songs. I don't really have a favorite band, maybe like a favorite artist, a couple favorite artists, Drake, J. Cole, some of those guys.
I like 80s and 90s rock. I just like that it's loud, because where I used to live, it was always really loud, so I needed music to drown it out. And my favorite all-time band will probably be Motley Crue. So I'm hoping to get tickets since they're going to be performing again.
I don't have a favorite band or anything. I just listen to whatever.
So do you guys have social media accounts? Which ones do you have and which seem to be the most popular nowadays?
I have a Snapchat. I have an Instagram. I have a TikTok. And I have a Twitter that I have not set up yet. The most popular would probably be like TikTok. It's just something that you scroll through and you like, it's just time consuming. And yeah.
I have, Snapchat, Instagram,
Facebook, I don't really use too much. Twitter, I would agree TikTok probably is the most time-consuming, the one I use the most. I'm just on my phone scrolling through TikTok.
I have the whole list. I'm not going to name it, but I have all of them. I think the most popular, if it's by age, I think Facebook's the most popular. I go on there to find all the drama, you know, something's going on. I'm on Facebook. When I'm bored, I scroll through TikTok, and I get lost in TikTok to the point where I'm scrolling at 6, and I stop at 10, and I'm like, oh, wow, it's 10.
I have Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok, and Facebook. Yeah, I do what Kylie does, like, go on Facebook to get all the dirt.
Okay, so do you guys have a hero, role model, or teacher in the community that you wish to be like or look up to? If so, who and why would you like to be like them? Anyone that inspires you. They don't have to be local.
Well, sticking to like the community, someone who really helps a lot and is a good person to talk to is Tyler Mitchell. He works at the school, and he also goes to the gym sometimes. And he's really good to talk to, and he's good at helping with many things. So that's who I would say.
Mine would have to be, I believe he still teaches at Hoopa, is Mr. Johnson. He's kind of a hard person to talk to at first, but once you get to know him, he's super nice. He's very giving. He was a fun teacher to have.
For mine, it would be Angie Wilder. She is somebody who helped me get my first job, and she helped me do a lot of things after. It wasn't just helping me get a job. It was helping me get a job on my own, not through her program. And whenever I had a really hard day, she would talk to me and treat me like an adult instead of like a kid. So it really helped me grow as a person to have her as somebody on my side. So I hope she's listening, because you go, Angie. A lot of people appreciate you more than you probably think, because I know you've had a very hard time lately with the district, so.
Mine would probably be Miss Moore, because she's always been there for me.
Can you remember what age or grade you were the first time someone offered you to try drugs or alcohol?
Does, like, chewing tobacco count?
Would it be any substances?
If whatever you would consider a drug and alcohol, I'll leave that up to you to distinguish.
All right. Well, the first time I was moved down south, and down south there's some like country kids, and they like have like chewing tobacco, and like I was offered it in like sixth grade, but the stuff just smelled gross, so I never did that. The first time I was offered alcohol would have been 8th grade by an adult. It was like a party going on, and offered me it, and I declined. It smelled disgusting again, and yeah.
The first time I was offered alcohol or drugs would be, I believe I was like 13, 14. My parents had friends over, and they were drinking, and it's minding my own business, and they offered me some, and then, you know, they're a little persistent, I guess you could say peer pressure, and then I took a drink or two, you know, just try to fit in with all the older people, but it wasn't worth it. Tasted gross. I was 13. It's pretty nasty.
I guess the first time I was probably like 7th or 8th grade. I have a really bad memory. And it was a pen. That is what they call them. It's like a weed pen. And they were like, here, Kylie, you try it. And we're on the playground. Like, we're just like chilling. And I'm like, I don't want to. Can I have a dollar? And they're like, no, you could have a dollar if you hit it. And I'm like, just give me the dollar. I just want a Sunny D. And they're like, come on, you can hit your first hit with us. And I'm like, I don't want the dollar anymore.
I think mine was 6th grade. I was probably, I want to say, I don't remember where I was, but I remember it was in 6th grade. And there was like a whole bunch of people that just came up to me and they're like, oh yeah, you want to try this? And they had like alcohol, they had whatever they carried around with them basically in their purse. I'm pretty sure I was just walking on the road.
Okay, so have you ever felt pressured by your friends to try drugs or drink alcohol? If yes, what are some of the ways in which you have felt pressured by others to try any type of substances?
Yeah, I have been, like, peer pressured. Like with friends, like, you're hanging out, and then, like, they're, like, have, like, alcohol or something, or, like, weed, and they're just, like, just continually just ask you if, like, you want to do it. And, yeah, to just continue, like, nag at you about it, and that's just usually how it goes. But they usually stop after, like, a while.
Yeah, I for sure have felt pressured by friends to at least try, you know, drinking or drugs. But it's usually when there's, like, a majority group or more than a couple people hanging out, and they're all doing the same thing, and they really want you to be involved or included. And I usually won't succumb to peer pressure, but it does, you know, get annoying if they keep asking, you know. It's a lot of people asking you.
Honestly, I've had a very good choice of the friends. I've never felt peer pressured, and honestly, there's been times where they're like, here, try this gummy, and I'm like, oh no, I'm scared, and like, don't try the gummy. Don't even try it. So like, I'm very fortunate to have different friend groups who totally acknowledge that I will never try a substance, and I will not tolerate them making me or make me feel like I want to or have to because they want me to. They're very respectful about that. And I don't care that they do it. I would prefer them not to do it. But I'm really glad that they don't peer pressure me to do it.
No, not really. None of my friends. Mostly with the adults anyways, so.
The next question is number 9. Do you think your peers view doing drugs or drinking alcohol as popular or cool?
I feel like when you're like in the early stages of high school and like stuff like that, it is like deemed kind of cool. And then like later on, it's just like you do it or you don't. And or you maybe might do a little bit, but you're not like, you know, like as much as everyone else. So it just like depends on like the maturity of everyone.
Yeah, I would say some of my friends definitely would deem it as cool or popular to be drinking. Some do it more than I think they should, but it's up to you to do it. You know, you don't have to try to fit in to seem cool or popular, but I would say majority don't really find it cool. They just do it, I guess, because they think they want to have fun. I'm not really sure.
If I was to think about this question, I would think it's more to seem mature and to seem like they're the adult now. They can make their own decisions because they're doing this. And probably to be cool. I feel like the people who post about it do it to be cool, and the people who don't do it to seem mature.
I think it's just because, like, they with people who live around here, they grow up with it. Like, oh yeah, my family's been doing it, so I know it's not gonna hurt me because they are still living. But they, like, some people it can help with, but like not really drugs, but like it depends on what you're trying to have, and it's not really cool, I guess. But there is a lot of people that post it on social media just to act cool.
You're listening to the experts from the Nahuan Community Warriors for Change Youth Panel discussing peer pressure in the use of drugs or alcohol. Back to the questions and responses. Andrea Kelly.
What are some reasons you think your peers might try drugs and alcohol? Like, is it like a coping mechanism? Just out of peer pressure to seem cool?
James Fernandez.
I feel like some you might say feel like vaping and stuff like that. I think it's more turned into more of like a addiction type of thing. Or like, you know, they do it because like they like it. That's my take, a piece of it.
Zach Fletcher.
I would say probably peer pressure. My friends, the type of people they hang out with, if majority of them are doing something that they're not doing, they're not, you know, involved or included, so they're going to drink or smoke or do whatever they have to do to feel that welcome. I think that would probably be the reason.
Kelly Sorrell.
A little bit of what Zach said, but also I feel like it starts off as curiosity. I mean, personally, I've been around so much secondhand smoke that when I get stressed out, and I mean really stressed out, I vividly dream of smoking cigarettes. And I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, but I vividly dream me inhaling the smoke and waking up and being like, oh, I could go for a cigarette. And I'm like, I've never tried a cigarette. Why do I want to go for a cigarette? So I think it starts off as curiosity, and then you just continuously do it until you like it.
Renee Doolittle.
I don't remember what I was going to say, but it's whatever.
So what are some things the community could do that would keep youth from trying or using drugs or drinking?
Something to occupy them, going to a gym, finding, because we have gyms around here, and they're a pretty good way to escape for a good amount of time, and you always find other people at the gym, and meeting new people and stuff like that, and having something in common to do is really fun, and it's easy to find something that you want to do and want to do every day.
Yeah, I totally agree. Giving the kids ability to have access to new hobbies or jobs, if you're busy working, you won't really have time to, you know, succumb to peer pressure at home or wherever you may be. So I think sports has always been a strong point here. Having the NF is a really cool thing for the kids to do and the youth to do. So I would suppose having more job opportunities would help.
I would have to agree with both of them. Just having more opportunities in general would really help people spend their time more wisely.
Yeah, and with the clubs too, with the little kids that can't get a job, all these programs that take the kids to after school programs or something, just do something fun with them so they see there's more to life than drugs and alcohol.
So are there any specific activities or opportunities you wish our community had to offer? So these would be things that are not here in the community that you wish were.
More active sports. You don't see a lot of people playing basketball around here, a lot of people playing football. We have batting cages and stuff to do it, but we can't actually do it because no one fixes it or works on it or something like that. And if we had a little batting thing, and I would be there most of the day. If we football things going on, I'd be there. I'd be playing basketball, and that would be consuming most of my time besides school and homework.
Yeah, I think the NF is a great example of one of those places where you can go and have fun, you know, spend your time there instead of drinking or doing whatever. But if they maybe maintain their parks, Pookie's Park, how he said the batting cages are down, that would give kids more options to go out and have fun doing what they love and what they want to do instead of home without any options. And, you know, they could get bored, or usually more likely than not, home is where you succumb to peer pressure. So if you're out and doing things with your friends, you know, keep you busy.
I think more things to do in Hoopa. I would love to go bowling. I'm not good at bowling because I don't go to bowling because bowling is so far away. I mean, the closest town to us is 45 minutes away. And it's an hour to 2 hour drive because of traffic and because of road stops and everything. So I think more things to do And also just, like, more jobs in general. The store is fine. That's what I'm going to say on that. The store is fine. But I think more... I know a lot of people in Hoopa who would love a skate park. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people. And I'm very good friends with somebody who is a professional skater and was on a skate team for the longest time. And he's going around and skating all the time. Not in public, because he's a little shy. I would be a lot better at bowling if we had a bowling alley. And I'm putting that out there right now. I went on my birthday, and you would think that my friends, I'm looking at Zach, would let me win. You would think they'd let me win because, you know, it's my birthday. No, they didn't let me win. I lost, like, very bad. And I even paid for it all.
I think roller rink would be fun because, like, when I was little, I would always love to go to the rolling rink after soccer. And I kind of missed that. Like, I missed all of it.
Didn't your brother break his arm?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, so is there anything you'd like to tell your classmates or peers that might be struggling with peer pressure?
Just keep saying no. But yeah, tell them no, and if they like, keep bothering you, just like pretend you're asleep or go to sleep. or maybe find some friends that are less peer pressure, like, you know, peer pressuring you. And yeah.
Yeah, if your friends are peer pressuring you too much, I think it'd be best if you find some other friends that are okay with what you want to do and your boundaries. Most of the people that peer pressure you will still be doing the same thing, you know, 10, 15 years from now, drinking or whatever they're doing. So just find some friends that are okay with you stepping back and not doing what they're doing all the time.
They're not your friends if they're constantly peer pressuring you. I'm just going to say that right now. It's probably hard to hear. But yeah, if they're constantly on it about, like, do this, do this. I would drop them, honestly, and that's coming from somebody who has no friends now. But no, I think that yes, telling them no, but it's not like you haven't been telling them no. So it, you kind of have to decide whether you would rather have friends or boundaries.
It's just time to walk away if they keep on peer pressuring you.
Is there any advice you'd like to share to parents that could help with better communication or understanding between them and their child?
So with me, the first time I had alcohol was with my parents' supervision, and like I didn't want to at first, but like my other siblings were doing it and my mom were doing it, and like they had an excuse to, and like I didn't like it. It tasted gross. There's nothing really cool about it. I danced with my mom. I know that happened. I've tried, and
but it helped you guys like have a better communication, yeah, or understanding.
Yeah, she knows that I don't like any of that stuff, and so she don't like bother me about it or include me in anything like that. And like we still hang out and like stuff like that with them, and it's perfectly fine. They don't do nothing like that because they know I just don't like it.
That's good.
My parents are pretty transparent and straightforward. They, if they were curious about what I was doing, they would just ask me, have you done this? No. Have you tried this? No. Well, that's good. You shouldn't do this, and this. Don't ever do this. I think having an open relationship with your kids, especially towards that subject, would help a lot. Just don't be afraid to ask them the questions that need to be asked, because they're probably just as awkward or nervous to ask you about that subject as you are. So I would say an open relationship would be the best for me.
Just communication in general always improves everything. Communicating how you feel And I think as, like, you know, everybody has been a kid and has been a teenager and has grown up, I think understanding that it's hard being a kid, it's hard growing up in a community that has so many people who peer pressure you a lot, I think it's, you need to kind of, like, not be on their case so much, but also kind of be there. Be, like, a back support. You don't want to, I don't know how to explain it very well right now, but just communicate with your kids about anything and everything. And if you think you're oversharing, it's probably fine.
I hate talking in public, but well.
Take a deep breath.
Aren't we on question, like, 15?
I'm trying. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's most likely what all you guys have been saying. It's just, like, keep communicating with anyone. You can even reach out to whoever you need to talk to, because there's a lot of people here to listen for what's going on around the world and in your life. But I would, like, say just keep an open relationship with your parents.
For our final question of the evening, are there any other thoughts you would like to share about substance use among youth that we have not touched on tonight? So anything you would like to add in?
No.
Off the top of my head, no. I can't really think of anything.
I was in a tobacco prevention program, and I wasn't on the radio, but I was on a podcast. It's pretty cool. I think just as substance in general, I'll touch base with cigarettes real quick, that if you're smoking cigarettes because you're stressed, it's just making you more stressed. That's scientifically proven, that smoking cigarettes just makes you more stressed than you already were. It's just like a placebo effect. That's, you're thinking that you're not stressed anymore, but, like, literally, you're like, it's scientifically proven. We gotta love science. But
yeah, no, not really.
No. Okay. So I want to personally thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it very much. And I feel like the youth's voices are very important and they do need to be heard. You guys are our future generations. And you guys are the next leaders of this community. So thank you very much for taking the time to come here.
We thank Andrea Kelly, Community Coalition Coordinator, for producing the content of this Friday edition. The live studio engineer was Michael Heminger, Station Operation Manager. The post-production for this segment was by Joseph Orozco, the lead producer. For KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio, we thank you for listening.